In Franklin, Tennessee, you'll find a small historic home called the Lotz House. Step inside and you'll learn not only about the family who found their way from Germany to what was then the countryside outside of Nashville, but you'll also learn of the incredible heartache that was soon all around them. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Thomas Cartwright shares the story of the man behind the historic Lotz House in Franklin, Tennessee.
Johann Albert Lotz was born in Saxony Region, Germany, 1820. At the age of 13, joined the German Guild as an apprentice, 8 years, that's room and board. Then journeyman, another 12 years, that's where they were being paid.
Mr. Lotz was a master woodworker, craftsman, and carpenter, but he had his eyes set on a new place to practice his trade.
So the American dream. He and his wife, Margaretha, and Amelia, 3 years old, left Germany in 1849 and arrived at New Orleans. Stayed there 6 months, left too much competition.
And from there to Cincinnati for a couple of years, then to Nashville, and then a short trip out to Franklin, Tennessee, where he began to work on the local courthouse.
He met a man named Carter. He had 5 acres here. Mr. Lotz purchased the 5 acres and now started the process of building the home for 3 years, 1855, 1858. They're non-slaveholding family. They are just the American dream.
The Lotz family simply built a home and began running a woodworking business. They did not realize that the place they now called home would soon be in the middle of a great war.
3 years later, the war begins. Franklin changed hands 6 times during the war, 4 times from March 62, April 63. There were 3 battles of Franklin. First was April 10, 63, about 125 killed and wounded.
While you may not have heard of the Lotz family, what takes place during the Civil War and the family lineage for decades to come is certainly a story you won't want to miss. And it's next time as we travel the countryside in Franklin, Tennessee. I'm Andrew McRae.